This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kremlin installed officials in occupied southern Ukraine celebrated Russia Day on Sunday and began issuing Russian passports to those in one city who requested them, as Moscow seeks to solidify its rule over captured parts of the country. The Russia Day is a holiday that marks Russia's emergence as a sovereign state after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Ukrainian media reported that a few, if any, local residents attended the Russia Day festivities in the two cities. Dozens of lawmakers who make up the biggest bloc in Iraq's parliament resigned on Sunday amid a prolonged political impasse, plunging the divided nation into political uncertainty. The 73 lawmakers from powerful Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's bloc submitted their resignations based on his request to provide and protest a persisting political deadlock of 8 months after general elections were held. The parliament speaker has now accepted their resignation. South Korea says that North Korea has test-fired suspected artillery pieces into the sea. South Korea's chiefs of staff said they detected several flight trajectories believed to be North Korean artillery on Sunday. It says South Korea maintains the firm military readiness in close coordination with the United States. The suspected launches come days after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called for greater defense capability to cope with outside threats. This year, North Korea has conducted a spate of weapons tests in what foreign experts call an attempt to pressure Washington and Seoul to relax international sanctions and make other concessions. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Brazilian police say that search teams have found a backpack, laptop, and other personal items that belong to indigenous expert Bruno Pereira and a freelance British journalist, Dom Phillips, who went missing in a remote area of Brazil's Amazon a week ago. The federal police announced Sunday night that they had identified the belongings of both missing men, such as Pereira's health card and clothes. A firefighter says that Phillips' backpack was tied to a tree that was half submerged. Pereira and Phillips were last seen near the entrance of an indigenous territory which borders Peru and Colombia. That area has seen violent conflicts between fishermen, poachers, and government agents. U.S. federal health officials said Sunday that kid-sized doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines appear to be safe and effective for kids under five, a key step toward a long-awaited decision to begin vaccinating the youngest American children. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration posted its analysis of the Pfizer shot ahead of a Wednesday meeting where outside experts will vote on whether the shots are ready for the nation's 18 million toddlers and preschoolers. Kids under five are the only group not yet eligible for the COVID-19 vaccination in the United States. Last week, the FDA posted a similar analysis of Moderna shots for children under the age of six. If regulators clear the shots by one or more companies, vaccinations could begin as soon as next week, with the drug makers rapidly shipping doses ordered by the government. Members of the House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol riot say that they've uncovered enough evidence for the U.S. Justice Department to consider an unprecedented criminal indictment against former President Donald Trump for seeking to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Trump has denied all wrongdoing. The committee says Trump's 2020 campaign manager, Bill Stepien, is among the witnesses scheduled to testify at a hearing on Monday. The focus would be on Trump's effort to spread his lies about a stolen election. French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance is expected to keep its parliamentary majority after the first round of voting Sunday, but will likely have far fewer seats than 5 years ago. According to projections based on partial results, Macron's party and its allies got about 25 to 26% of the vote Sunday on the national level. They were neck and neck with a new leftist coalition, yet Macron's candidates are projected to win in a greater number of districts than their leftist rivals. Recapping our top story, Kremlin installed officials in occupied southern Ukraine celebrated Russia Day on Sunday and began issuing Russian passports to those in one city who requested them as Moscow seeks to solidify its rule over captured parts of the country. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.